This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 626, How to Use Headlines for Band 9 on IELTS Writing.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll brainstorm Band 9 ideas for a Task 2 essay about media and its influence on your ideas and opinions. Hello, Lindsay. What's going on?
Hey, Jessica. It's going pretty well. I got back from a weekend of hiking in Colorado, so I'm feeling refreshed.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. We hiked the 14,000-foot mountain, Mount Bierstadt.
And it's called beer is in the title?
No.
Of the mountain? No,
well, it's like B-I-E-R, so that actually might be beer, like in French. I don't know. But yeah, it was crazy. I got some altitude sickness on my way up and lots of sunshine, though. And then the next day, we went to a beer festival. So yes, we got our beer in.
You deserved that beer festival after that mountain. It sounds like you climb Beer Mountain and then you drink the beer the next day. That it all makes sense. It's like it's a theme to your weekend. That's awesome.
Exactly.
So we had a question in a review that we're going to talk about today, guys. Remember, you can ask us questions. Go leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Leave us a review for this podcast, guys. And then you can leave us a question and we can do a whole episode about it.
Yeah, this is where we love to get questions right here in the reviews. So today's question is from HSBSBAFV from Switzerland on September 19th. And the student just asked about an essay for a media issue. So that's a good question because it's a hot topic, really good topic.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And guys, I mean, sometimes you do get more topical questions on IELTS that you can answer with stuff ripped from the headlines. And I think that makes for a much stronger essay when you show that you are a literate, civic-minded person and you do stay up with today's events. So using those ideas in your essay, I think does have a positive impact on your score. So question about media. So this is what we thought about a definite possible IELTS task 2 question, you guys. So the question would be, let's see, media, including television, radio, and newspapers, has huge influence in shaping people's opinions. To what extent do you agree or disagree? Okay, so yeah, there's a lot we can talk about here.
Yeah, and actually one question comes to mind. So where do you think social media would fall into this? Would that be valid to use that as the question, like including social media within media? Because the question didn't specifically ask about social media. It said newspapers, you know, radio, that sort of thing. Where would that fall in there, social media? Could we use that or no?
You know, I wouldn't. Because I think it would be possible, but I don't think it would be a good idea because it's not directly connected to the question. Because it defines it for you, right? It says media, including television, radio, and newspaper. So one could say that that should also include social media, but it doesn't.
But it's so tricky though, because social media is kind of it's the medium where people access the news, right? So for example, people's Facebook, when it comes to the Russia investigation, you know, what allegedly happened with Russia hacking our news systems and influencing the election, these fake news articles were published on Facebook. So they were accessing, people, our citizens were accessing the news, but through Facebook. So they clicked through in many cases, right?
Right. Yeah. So I would say that would be applicable as long as you state directly that it's connected to a newspaper, right? So you would say articles published by disreputable newspapers as advertised on Facebook or as published on Facebook or linked to on Facebook, then that would be fine. Totally.
Perfect. Okay. Good question. That's really important to know because it's all mixed together today, but we have to be clear on where it comes, where social media falls and where the news falls.
Yeah, guys, you have to be careful because I think if you were from a generation that has grown up with social media, right, being surrounded by this and how you get all of your news and information through Facebook and Twitter, then you kind of like that's your world. But you have to realize that not all of the IELTS questions are from that world. Some of these IELTS questions are written by people of different generations and they have a different perspective. So you really have to pay attention to the wording, and you can use your own experience and perspective, but you have to make sure it's connected to the question.
Yeah.
So definitely like when the questions are about media and internet and technology, I would just make sure to take a step back and, just realize if what your ideas are from only your perspective or if they're actually answering the question.
Yeah, just be very explicit about how you're connecting things for the examiner. Yeah,
totally. Exactly. Okay, so Lindsay and I are just going to like talk through, guys, how you would answer this question. Four paragraphs. So three keys IELTS. We make everything as efficient as possible. And a four paragraph essay is the best way to answer every IELTS question. That's why our templates are so easy to remember and utilize on test day. Because they're all four paragraphs, guys. Okay, so the introduction. You would have to mention the topic immediately in the first sentence. Remember, even if you're from a culture that talks around the topic, takes a while to introduce the main point, you can't do that on the IELTS exam. So we get immediately to the topic right away, the media influencing people's ideas. And then you say that there are two opinions on this, right? So we would say some feel that the media has too strong an influence while others believe in the strength of the individual, something like that.
So, so we're just kind of alluding to what we're going to be talking about in the two paragraphs. We're just kind of foreshadowing, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So don't get too specific in the introduction. So now we need to decide what is our opinion. Do we agree or disagree? Because that decides what we put in the body paragraph. So, Lindsay,
can you read the question one more time?
Of course I can. So, the media, including television, radio, and newspapers, has a huge influence on shaping people's opinions.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a no-brainer. I think agree. Yeah, agree. Yeah, okay.
Agree.
So that means in paragraph two, we have to talk about, this is the concession paragraph. Why might people disagree with that? I think, obviously this is tough because that's the other side that I don't agree with, but I would say just the strength of the individual to be educated and form one's own opinion. And as an example of that, I would use myself as an example, talking about my education, how many countries I've lived in, and how I approach all information with a degree of cynicism, because that is true.
Independent thinking, cynicism. Yeah. So you're critical of what you read. Yes.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So one question that I think our listeners might be wondering, why do we need to put the concession in the first paragraph? Like, why would the other side not be in the first paragraph? How do we decide?
Hello, awesome students. If you want your next exam to be your last, get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System. It's guaranteed to raise your scores. But don't forget to use these links because only for you, you get a special bonus, How to Wake Up the Examiner. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. You can have support your opinion in paragraph two and then have the other opinion in paragraph three. It's possible. I just don't think it's as cohesive. I think we should end as strong as possible. Leave with your strong opinion. And the paragraph about your opinion should be a little bit longer. And it should generally be more strongly supported because that's your side. So that's kind of like leave them wanting more. End on a high note. Whatever idiom you want to employ.
Yeah, it would create a better flow, right? A stronger argument, a better flow. Okay, good.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the advice straight from the course, you guys. Okay, cool. So that's what I would do in paragraph two. And then I would probably, as like the specific example of that, I could talk about how I judge a story I heard on Fox News or something that, you know, that'd be easy.
Right. That'd be easy. Yeah.
Lindsay, would you have any other way of approaching that side?
I would probably speak to like undergraduate education. The goal of undergraduate education in the US is to be basically educated in becoming critical. I would use a similar argument, but just instead of the angle of travel, more the angle of education and what an educated person it should be able to do in modern society. Yeah.
I like that approach because you're like, this is the expectation, right? Mm-hmm. This is what should happen.
Yeah.
And then in paragraph three, it would be very strongly connected if you were like, however, although this should be the case, it isn't always true.
That would be a nice link between, right? Yeah, the however or another way of wording that would link the two paragraphs together really nicely.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Okay, so now we're into the third paragraph, guys, our opinion. So, Lindsay, what can you think of that would support this side of, yes, the media definitely influences people's opinions and ideas?
Yeah, well, the first thing that would be top of mind for me is what's going on now with the Russia investigation, to be honest. So a lot of investigative agencies like the FBI, among others, lots of others have found that Russia hacked our elections, that they essentially published false news, fake news, and that some people were swayed to change their vote in some way. This is not so, there are a lot of details that go into this, but people were exposed to fake news and it did in some way influence the election. So I would actually kind of tell that story a little bit as an actual example.
Yes, that would be awesome. And if you could even take it, like if you had time or space in the paragraph to take that one step further and be even more specific, you could even, you know, make up some crazy story that people actually believed. Because you know what? It's all possible these days. Yeah. No matter how insane it sounds, you could be like, let's see, the New York Times revealed that before the 2016 election, there were over a million clicks on a headline which stated Hillary Clinton had been abducted by aliens.
Yeah, right.
Like say something as specific as that, because no matter how crazy you think it sounds, it is it's possible today. So that would kind of be an easy thing to make up.
That's so funny. Yeah. Or even a real thing like the Pizzagate thing, I think, is something people believed for a while. There was some crazy story. I don't even remember about Hillary Clinton and a pizza shop or something.
What? I don't remember that at all.
I don't know. Just Google it. Pizzagate. I don't know. Pizzagate. There was some crazy story. Oh. It was some kind of rumor in the news that some people believed. I don't know. There's a lot of crazy stuff that happens out there.
So much crazy stuff. And Pizzagate could have happened in the 2 days I was on vacation and didn't look at the news.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the turnover rate of crazy is so high these days that if you don't listen to the news for 2 days, you missed five things that were just brushed past because that's the new normal. And then we're moved on to the next crazy thing.
It's exhausting. I just want to return to normal here. I want calm. You know what I mean?
This is
chaos. Yeah. No kidding.
Obama, save us. Who knows? Maybe Michelle will run next. That's what I'm hoping for. But anyway, that's off topic. Guys, the point is there is any task two question you get about media, you need to be believing in the power of the culture of thinking, and you need to be reading and exploring the world's issues, not just in your country, but the international headlines as well, because this is the stuff that you really want to employ in writing task two and speaking part three to not just like sound educated or, you know, like erudite, but this does influence your score. Like these are the ideas you want at the ready. So we're going to talk more about that in our webinar, you guys, for speaking part three about where do these ideas come from? That is going to be addressed. So sign up now. Grab your spot. October 23rd and 24th. Go to allearsenglish.com/speaking.
Yes, I love it. I'm so looking forward to that webinar, Jessica. And let our listeners know where they can go to get that special bonus just for our podcast listeners.
Yes, for sure, you guys. So a huge part of being ready for something like this is the study plan. And Three Keys is the only course that has such an in-depth study plan that you don't have to look anywhere else. Everything you need to read and listen to is there. So go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. And when you sign up, only for you podcast listeners, use these links because that's how you get the bonus, how to wake up the examiner, vocabulary and pronunciation for your speaking test.
Exactly. And we'll see you guys in there. All right, Jessica. So we'll see you back on the show next week. Thanks for hanging out today.
Awesome. My pleasure. Thank you, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
Hello, awesome listeners. Just a quick note. Today, Lindsay and I said the link for the Speaking Part 3 webinar was /speaking. Guys, it's not. The link for the webinar, go to allearsenglish.com/mistake. That's M-I-S-T-A-K-E, mistake. So guys, go get your spot for the webinar October 23rd and 24th. Go to allearsenglish.com/mistake. See you in there, guys.